Welcome everybody, shir number 1080, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are just, of course, we're in Simen Reish Yud Aleph, Kadima B'Brachos, Order of Brachos. And just a few things to review, sort of like just the Dirshu brings it down. Now we're going through a little bit the Dirshu. We spoke about there are various different times whereby one eats something or drinks something right before the meal, and there are reasons for it. We said even during the week, right? You have it on Shabbos, you have it during the week. So on Shabbos, for example, many have a minig to eat cake before the meal, before they go to wash or whatever. We're not getting into the minig, how that works, whatever, the various different minhagim as to how that works. But as far as kedima bebrachas, you'll say, what do you mean, the cake? Right, we spoke about this, but just real quickly reviewing all these different points as far as right before the meal, or before the meal, doesn't have to be right before the meal, but be it as it may, obviously hamotzi comes before cake. Then you have various different times that a person might eat a little piece of fruit. It should be to make sure, by the way, that it's less than a kazayas, because sometimes there's a suffix in the meal by possibly an appetizer, whatever the case might be. Again, we're not getting into all those halachas right now, and they want to get out of the suffix of fruits during the making, eating a fruit during the meal, right? The regular meal, then you have to make a bracha. But sometimes it's a suffix by an appetizer, various different times. So be it as it may, so they want to eat a little piece of fruit before the meal, make our eights or huadama, depending what type of fruit it is, right? If it's melons or whatever, that would be hadama. If it's other types of fruits, so that would be eights. So they have to make sure to eat less than a kazayas if they eat before the meal, because they're getting into a problem of a bur and a fasha. So you eat less than a kazayas, and you have in mind the fruit eaten during the meal. But again, the same question comes up, of course, like we said, what about kedima and brachas? The obviously washing bread, hamaitzi, comes before fruits, whether it's adama hoiz or hoetz, it doesn't make a difference. Washing comes first. But over here, of course, we have a few reasons. Number one, since there's a very solid grounds for doing this, because they want a pot to make sure it get out of the suffix of the appetizer or whatever the case might be in the meal, in the case sometimes possibly of drinks. By the way, I do want to mention in reference to drinks, we mentioned last time less than revius, it should really be, Rabbi Kahan brought to my attention, it should really be only a sip, because there's a whole machlekes, again, which we're not going to get into, in reference to even on a kazayas, which is much less. A kazayas is half of an egg, really, half of a beya, whereby a revius is really one and a half eggs, maybe a drop more, but one and a half eggs, roughly. We're talking about as far as egg size, whereby a kazayas is mamish half an egg. One kabeya is two kazayasim, right? So then it's half of one kabeya is one kazayas is half of an egg. So there's a whole machlokes, as if you only drank in the right amount of time, and the amount of time it takes you to drink two sips or whatever, but a person in general, if they drank only a kazayas, which is a half a egg worth, or half a egg's worth, which is very little of a drink, there's a whole machlokes if you make a after bracha. Now we don't. We have to make sure we drink a revius in the time it takes to drink two sips, which is kadesh siyas. Revius, right? So you have to drink in general, we say you have to drink more than a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, Lefi Ramosh and others. That's what you have to do for a Bari Nefesh, is for an after bracha. But when it comes to that, that's a suffix, for suffix brachas. Suffix brachas, you have to make sure you have enough, which is at least a revius, in two sips. There are those, like we mentioned in the past, who say Kedei Chilas Pras up to 4 minutes. As much as possible, you try and drink it in the two gulp, two sip period with one small pause in between. The amount of time it takes a person to take two sips, two gulps with a small pause in between. And, that's how Rabbanan brings it down. But that's as far as Suffolk Brachas. When it comes to the Suffolk Lachumra, the other way, you want to get out of the entire suffix, so we want to make sure if in fact in time, whatever the case is, one needs a little drink, a quick sip of something, right? Not even water, whatever, juice or whatever the case might be. It should just be mamish a sip, if it's done before the meal, or somebody does it to get out of the machlekes with the drinks, whatever the case. Again, we're not getting into that right now, but the point is, what I want to say is, to get themselves out of the suffix, the question of bur nefashos, they should just just take a sip if it's before the meal. Like this, l'kuli alma, according to everybody, you don't need to burn a farshis. It's less than a kezias. Because once it's more than the kezias, a half an egg's worth, you're getting into a machlaikis. Like I said, we do not make the burn a farshis. If you did it on a regular basis, you have to make sure you have more than a revius, which is an egg and a half, roughly. But l'chumra, the other way, when you drink it, if you want to take a drink before the meal, one should be careful if it's possible to drink less than a half an egg's worth, which is a kezias, which is pretty much a sip. It's a very small amount. If for whatever reason one has to take a sip, a drink before the meal. But all these things, again, what about Kadima Bebrachis? So the issue, again, he's bringing down all these different case scenarios, which we discussed, but just real quickly to package it up and move on. Lamaisa, all these things would be no problem as far as Kadima Bebrachis, the order of the Brachis, because there's a very strong, reason why a person's doing it, number one. Number two, the other thing is usually not in front of them anyways, like the challah, the cake, or whatever, the challah, let's say, I mean, on Shabbos, it could be it's on the table, but let's say during the week, whatever, the other items, the challah, the bread, they're going to wash, and many times not in front of them anyway. So that's another strong point, which is if we said in general, in reference to the order of brachas, if the food is not in front of them, or they don't plan on eating it right now, so then there's no problem at all as far as kedima b'bracha. So all these case scenarios will be no problem at all. In reference to Kadima Bebrachas, okay? So I just wanted to bring that point out. I did mention last time reference to the revius before the, somebody drinks before the meal, but to make sure to keep it as to less than a kezias, because lechumra, which again is basically less than a half an egg, roughly about a sip. Thank you for listening. That's Lacha Baracha. Kol Tuv.